Powering Michigan's Future with Dick Hafner.
Good evening. On tonight's edition of Powering Michigan's Future, we discuss growing opportunities in the construction industry, discuss skilled trades apprenticeships and opportunities with a variety of construction professionals, including Michael Richard, business manager of IBEW Local 58, Patrick Devlin, secretary-treasurer of the Michigan Building Trades, Prudence Rose, executive at Edgewood Electric, Dennis Mitchell, director of diversity at Barton Mallow, and Rick Pruce, business agent with IBEW Local 58. Also, we'll discuss opportunities around District Detroit with Rochelle Collins, senior project manager with Heritage Development Services. So stay tuned for Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, your host, Dick Hafner.
Welcome to tonight's edition of Powering Michigan's Future. We'll spend some time exploring the growing opportunities in the construction industry, and we begin with Michael Richard, business manager, IBEW Local 58, and Patrick Devlin, secretary-treasurer of the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council. Welcome to both of you, and things are starting to get better around here. People feel better up about the economy, and of course, that means better opportunities in construction, right?
Absolutely, and everything is extremely positive, and we certainly hope things keep going that way. We're optimistic they will, and we're hoping the market keeps moving the way it is, and it's certainly great to see my members get back to work and working consistently.
That's Michael Richard, business manager, IBEW Local 58. Patrick Devlin, secretary-treasurer of the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council. Patrick, have you felt this coming on for a while, or have we just suddenly turned a corner around here?
Well, it's been a long time coming. Our members that we represent here in the Southeast Michigan area have been long awaiting for this time. We've been in probably an 8-year slump with construction. A lot of our people have had to go when the opportunities arose out of town to seek employment to keep their benefits up, their health care benefits up, and pension credits going. So this is all positive, and we want to acknowledge those people that have made these opportunities available, the Illich family, Dan Gilbert, Mayor Duggan, with the infrastructure package. There's going to be a ton of opportunities out there in the construction market out there.
Michael Richard, you had members of not only your association, but union members all over the country looking elsewhere as people had to move looking for work. Do you think that there'll be a flow back, or do you see a flow back of attention and opportunity back here to the Detroit area?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they of course, as Patrick said, they've had to go around the country to seek those work opportunities. But they're also, we've seen them migrating back as work has picked up here, as the pitcher's gotten better. Our members have come back, and they've been waiting for that opportunity to get back home, to be back with their families, sleeping in their own bed at night, and working in their own jurisdiction is certainly a great benefit for them.
What else does the increased development in Detroit mean to you, besides the obvious that members have jobs?
Well, it also gives us the opportunity to open up more career opportunities for young people looking to get into the trade. With more work, that gives us the opportunity to bring more apprentices in and provide a career path for those folks.
Patrick, the construction market is doing better across all of the trades. What are you seeing there more specifically among your members in your association?
Well, they're definitely, again, the opportunities, we have big project capital outlays on the Marathon site. It just seems all aspects. Obviously, we've got visits from Washington tomorrow to talk about the infrastructure work that's going to come up, including the bridge. Next week, tomorrow we start talking about a possible transportation, another stab at a transportation bill that's going to put a lot of our members back to work. So just endless opportunities out there if they all come to fruition.
Usually when transportation funding comes, that's longer term funding as opposed to projects, even big projects like the one that's been going on at the Marathon refinery.
That's correct. And then, you know, with that infrastructure package, it's, you know, attracting new businesses, that's essential. So we know that's up front and center for us, and build that and they will come. That's the whole theory behind that. So,
well, coming out of a downtime and being on the rebound, businesses always learn new things about how to stay in business and how to keep customers happy in new ways. And Michael, workers learn new things too.
Oh, absolutely. We're constantly training our members. With our apprenticeship program, we constantly change that curriculum, but we also have the journeyman and the tech upgrade classes that we offer to our more seasoned members that have been around for a while. Because the industry is always evolving, so we've got to stay as far ahead of that as possible, and that creates more work opportunities for the members.
What are the career opportunities right now, Michael?
Well, as far as what we have internally, you know, we start off with our apprenticeship, and then as you progress through to become a journey level, then the opportunities after the apprenticeship are really limitless. They can get into estimating, they get into project management, they can become supervision, you know, foreman, general foreman. There's going to be a lot of opportunities out there because our industry, like a lot of the industries around the country, we're going to see a big gap when the baby boomers all retire. So that's going to open up a lot of opportunities in those upper level positions. So now is a great time to get in the industry and then advance as you progress through and pass your apprenticeships.
Explain how these apprenticeships work. Mm. They're pretty good deals.
Well, absolutely. In our apprenticeship, you know, you start working day one. You earn as you learn. We have a model that's been in place for over 100 years, so we've kind of honed in on how to make these things successful. We have the ties with the employers, so these young men and women who come into the apprenticeship, they start working from day one. They start accruing benefits, and they start building you know, their pension from day one. So it's a great opportunity, and like I said, we've always strived to make sure that we keep them up to date on the latest in the industry. So we train the best electricians on the planet, bar none.
And it's one of the best in the country, I'm sure you would say. It probably is the best one in the country as you train the new workers, the new apprenticeships for the jobs of the future. What would you tell those people that are thinking about getting into this trade, but are thinking about that and maybe other things too?
Well, I always, when I talk to someone who's interested in it, I make sure that they understand that they need to meet those prerequisites. They need to pay attention to math. Math is a very big part of our apprenticeship program, and it's a prerequisite to even sit down to take the test. So they need to pay attention when they're in school, and you know, college isn't for everybody, and this is a path to a career. That also has an attachment with higher learning. We have partnerships with community colleges around the area where they can earn college credits while they, as they go through the apprenticeship program also.
How extensive does your knowledge of math have to be before you get into the apprenticeship program?
Well, the minimum is 1 year of high school algebra, but I would recommend if somebody is looking at this as a career opportunity that they take it as far as they can possibly go while they're in school and keep building on that math knowledge. Certainly, if you're looking at it, then you know, apply right when you get out of school, because you want to get sit down and take that test while that's fresh in your mind.
Patrick, at Michigan Building Trades, you work with these apprentices, and we're calling them apprentices, but once they get in, they're like the full-time worker.
That's correct. Yeah, they not only learn, you know, earn as they learn, but you know, the big part of their training is on the job site, and you know, they study under some of the most highly skilled professionals in this industry. It's a great opportunity for those that are looking at that, and not to diminish the fact that college isn't for everybody, but we do promote the fact that you know, you can articulate the opportunities again out there and continuing education that better yourself.
So, are there enough qualified workers right now to meet the demand in the Detroit market?
Well, this industry has always been a roller coaster ride. It's going to have its peaks and valleys, and I think we're well prepared right now to face the demands that are going to be put on us. One of the things that needs to kick in here is the strategical way that it's all. Yeah, it all develops. You can only fit so many people on a job site in an area. So logistically, that's all got to be looked at. And if done right, you know, we're ready to face a challenge.
But things are trending up. I would think the demand is going to be going up.
The demand is there, and again, our apprenticeship doors are open, and we're seeing an increase in at the training centers and stuff. So. Especially focused in on Detroit. We're looking at a lot of Detroit resident inclusion. That's been an emphasis that we've liked to see on all the rebirth of the Detroit work. But this isn't the only spot. We've got a lot of construction. I represent the whole state, so we got a lot of good stuff going throughout the state. So we've got a man up for all those projects also.
More coming up with our guests, so stay tuned for Powering Michigan's Future here on WJR.
This is Powering Michigan's Future on WJR. Here's Dick Haechner.
Welcome back to tonight's edition of Powering Michigan's Future. We continue our conversation around the opportunities in the construction industry with Michael Richard, business manager of IBEW Local 58, and Prudence Rose, executive with Edgewood Electric. Welcome back, Michael, and welcome to our show. Prudence, you haven't been on our show before, so tell us about Edgewood Electric.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And Edgewood Electric is a design-build electrical contractor. We've been in business for over 37 years, and we are an IBEW Local 58 contractor. And our emphasis is focused on medium to large commercial and industrial projects. And 4 years ago, Brian Kiley and Larry Brinker Sr. joined forces to form a 100% MBE headquartered in the city of Detroit. So we are part of the Brinker Group of Companies. We've done several projects in the city of Detroit. We actually, years ago, we did the American Axle Building. We've done the Detroit Opera House. And right now, we just finished the Detroit Border Patrol.
So if I'm going to wire my house or the bathroom, I don't call you. You work on the biggies.
No, but we'll give you the person you need to talk to.
Are things getting better in the market?
Well, you know what? I think this is an exciting time to be a contractor working in the city of Detroit. As a city, we are reinventing ourselves, which affords us new business opportunities, and redeveloping the city's old architecture and creating an urban community once again. The support of developers and businesses are very strong at the present, and I feel people throughout the country are beginning to think of Detroit in a positive light again.
And working on that old architecture is something that we have turned more attention to here in the Detroit area.
Absolutely.
And it takes real pros to do it right, doesn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, some of the really old architecture in this city was done by Albert Kahn, and he was one of the greatest architects that ever did things in the city. So, and there are some beautiful, beautiful buildings out there.
So I know it's real satisfying to do that work in those buildings. How important is it, Prudence, to bring new people into the trade?
Well, I think it's extremely important at the present time. Businesses are committed to the city of Detroit, and I feel it's our responsibility as a trade to help fulfill these obligations. At the same time, it will hopefully help existing residents by fulfilling their job requirements. Hopefully, by affording jobs to Detroit residents, it will help infuse the economic climate in the city. Detroiters need to buy Detroit, and they need to work Detroit, and they need to live Detroit.
Michael, let's talk more about the apprenticeship program in the electrical trade that you help run at IBEW Local 58. How important is math, and how important is any other particular line of learning before you get into the apprenticeship?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, the math skills are extremely important, especially algebra. And we require 1 year of high school algebra to be completed successfully in order to successfully get through the application process. So being an electrician is essentially like one big giant math problem. And in the apprenticeship program, especially in the first couple of years, it is very, very math intensive. So, you know, they've got to figure out, you know, the simple things of, you know, how many fixtures need to go into a grid of, you know, a building that's X amount of square feet, to figuring out how they bend that pipe and how to get the offsets right. You know, and that's all math that comes into play on that. So I would say that it is crucial that the kids pay attention while they're in school, if they're looking for a career opportunity in the trades. Pay attention to math and go as far as you can while you're in school.
Is there more interest in the apprenticeship program now that people are getting the feel that the economy is turning, there are more construction jobs, and more demand for electricians?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, historically we probably didn't do a good enough job at promoting ourselves and letting people know, you know, who we were and what we did. So we've had a really strong emphasis on that over the past couple of years, is getting the word out to the public and outreach programs to the schools, and then we're getting more aggressive with advertising and kind of getting that message out there that this is who we are. These are career opportunities. We're not talking about jobs that last a summer or a certain period of time. These are opportunities that, you know, these are careers that are going to last a lifetime.
Let's go back to math for a minute. A lot of people have a problem with math, or they hit a barrier and think that it's really hard to learn even basic math. How big of a barrier is that in math comprehension?
Well, I think it's a huge one, because and I recall myself going through school, and most kids, and I'm dealing with my kids now in high school, that they don't think... They can't put the tie together. They sit in math class and they think, how's this ever going to help me out in the real world? And you know, that's the message we're getting out to them, that this does translate into real world situations. This does this is going to help you get a career path that's going to be one that you'll enjoy for your working life, and provide you with great benefits and a great retirement when you're done.
It can be intimidating, but I think a lot of young people also hit that spot where suddenly they get it, and then a whole floodgate of learning and confidence occurs.
Well, absolutely, and that's kind of been our focus on the outreach. Of course, we want to get the young men and women who are seniors in high school and ones that have just graduated within the past few years and get the message to them, but we also need to take that back to the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th graders, and let them know that, you know, you start thinking now, because, you know, kids start planning their college, you know, they start making their plans for college early on, and they also need to start making their plans. If this is the road they want to go down, they need to start planning for those just at the same time that they're looking at their college path.
Do your math, get a job, get a career. Prudence, you are involved with Access for All. Tell us what Access for All is all about.
Well, Access for All is a building and construction trades apprenticeship readiness training. And this kind of goes to what you're asking about as far as the math question. What the instructors do there is they try and get these people ready to get into an apprenticeship program, but get ready to take the test. They hone in on their reading skills, their math skills, and they do a good job of getting them ready as far as most of these people haven't worked in a trade before, and they teach them how to work in the trades. And as a union contractor, I feel very strongly about the commitment that this program helps people to get into the trades. Most of these people have never had the opportunity before. It is exciting to be a small part of making that happen for them, and seeing the faces and commitment of these people to make it into the program is very gratifying and humbling, by the way, very humbling. Our goal is to provide training for as many residents as we can and help them to help get into the programs. And this program, this is only our second class, and we've placed several people from our first class already, and we've actually placed one person from our second class already.
That's great. So obviously you really hit something that people want and need. And how do people find out more about Access for All and get into it?
Well, there's two ways. You can call The representative, it's 313-945-5200, extension 4317, and you'll be speaking to Jamal. And you can also go on the website, and the website for that would be miro@work.org.
Prudence Rose of Edgewood Electric, Michael Richard of IBEW. How do people apply for the electrical industry apprenticeship?
Well, we take applications the first working Monday of every month, and that's at our training center, which is located in Warren. But again, the best place to start and getting all your information is on the website, DetroitEITC.org. That stands for Detroit Electrical Industry Training Center.org. And it's got all the information on there that you could possibly want. And if you need further, there's a phone number on there, and you can call and talk to somebody at the school and get any other information that you're not finding on the site. But I'm pretty confident everything you're looking for is on that site.
And we've got more coming up about work and jobs in this industry here on Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58. The best contractors, the best electricians, period. Once again, your host, Dick Hagner.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future. We continue our program with two construction pros, with Dennis Mitchell, Director of Diversity with Barton Mallow, and Rick Pruce, business agent for IBEW Local 58. And welcome to you, Dennis and Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Dennis, let's start with you. Tell us what you do now and where you are and how you began in this industry.
Okay. Well, the diversity person for Barton Mallow Company, and what that means is I'm responsible for ensuring that we engage the local contracting community as well as the underrepresented contracting community, as well as local residents, specifically Detroit residents, as well as other underrepresented populations, including women. And I look at diversity as being more than just a gender and a race thing. It's more to me, you have to include the age populations as well. So engaging young talent, that's another focus of mine. And it's very exciting. And that's what I do now. I've been afforded the opportunity to work on the new Detroit Event Center with the joint venture team of Bart Mallow, Hunt, White, and that's phenomenal. It's very engaging in the community, have a chance to work with a lot of local organizations, and I feel like everyone's just very geared up to have everyone engaged on it and provide real opportunities. That's what I'm doing now. How I got started, started with my parents. My dad retired from Local 17, and he used to tell us a ton of stories about working as an electrician, and that was my real introduction to construction. And when I went to high school, I'm actually a dual DPS graduate. I graduated from Renaissance High School, but in addition to that, and what I say is more importantly, I graduated from Randolph Career and Tech Center, and that afforded me the opportunity to really learn about construction in a unique way. So I started out as a business student, and when it came time for me to graduate, I have been involved in a lot of organizations, BPA and a few other ones at Randolph, and some of the teachers and advisors really took an interest in me, and they knew that I was going to stay here to go to college. I went to U of M Dearborn, and they said, well, hey, we have this program. This was in 2003 during the DPS electrical upgrades and security upgrades project. And they said, we have this new program. It's called the WACE program, Workforce and Career Enhancement. And we want to see if you'll be interested in it. It's an internship and it's paid. But two things, you'll be the only girl and it's construction. I said, okay, why not try it out? And through that, I was able to get placed at a local firm, Brinker Construction, of which I stayed there for 8 years. They hired me in within a few months of doing the internship, and it was a really, really phenomenal experience. And I tell people that that company really raised me, and it gave me a lot of access and information to the construction trades and the importance of staying involved in the community at the same time. From there, I was able to go to Wallbridge. When I was at Brinker, I was the marketing department, so I represented marketing for over five companies for the umbrella group. And when I left there, I went to Wabridge and worked in their marketing department and excelled really well and stayed there for almost 2 years. And then Barton Mallow reached out to me and said, hey, we want you to come work for us. We see a really good opportunity for you here, and we really believe that you'll have the opportunity to grow. So I joined Barton Mallow in 2013, and they made true to their word. I was able to grow in a very short amount of time. So I went from being a marketing manager on multi-million dollar projects to now I'm the diversity manager, something that's way more important to me because it gives me the opportunity to provide other opportunities for people who not only look like me but are in the same age category and really tap into the young talent that we have in today's market.
What a terrific success story. And Rick, tell us about your beginnings in this industry.
Well, I grew up on the west side of Detroit, and it was amazing that, or fortuitous, that my neighbor, who was a contractor, an electrical contractor, was redoing his house and fixing it up as a teenager. I was active myself in watching everything that was going on the other side of the fence there, and one day he just came over and said, do you want to pursue a career in the electrical field? And not knowing anything about it, and with many months of encouragement and talks, he basically mentored me into getting into the apprenticeship program. And from there, the opportunities of, I mean, I could name all the different projects that I've worked on in the city of Detroit. I can go by, you know, the housing project, or, you know, different projects in the city like Short Point Gray Haven. You look at the Renaissance Center, Marathon Oil Refinery. When I was an apprentice, we worked, you know, on the VA hospital, and there's Comerica Park. There's a lot of, you know, and I see how that's coming back around, you know, the opportunities now for the next generation of apprenticeship, the kids that are going to get into the new careers. It was the same way when I got in. It, you know, there was a lot of growth, and there are a lot of things that were going on in the city, and that's happening again. And so the opportunities are definitely here for this next generation. The next generation of apprenticeship programs are going to be, I think, a lot more robust because there's all the work that's going on in the city right now. It's really encouraging for me because now I'm in a position where I can help bring and foster those relationships like I was mentored and brought in and introduced into a very good career, you know, a career that has been has awarded me the opportunities to be very successful in the field. Now I'm a business agent for the city of Detroit, so in this position, you know, being able to go out and see where, you know, we can find new recruits, find new apprentices, and it doesn't matter what age, but, you know, for there being so much opportunity in the city of Detroit right now, to be able to go to the high schools and to be able to tell our story and say, hey, look, you can follow in our footsteps. We've done it. You know, we've laid down the groundwork for other people to follow in our footsteps. So look forward to being able to keep on telling our story and encouraging the next generation that there is a lot of opportunity here. And it's not just electrical, you know, because we have 98% of our contractors that own the businesses, they went through our apprenticeship program. So not just to be an electrician, I mean, you could be a business owner. I mean, there's so many different, the market is so expansive on what you can do. It's not just one thing. I mean, there's so many ways you can go. The branches extend far out beyond just being an electrician.
Well, you've been through it and you've made a success of it. What makes a successful apprentice, Rick?
Well, I mean, you know, you have to have a good attitude, right? And it's mechanical in nature that you have to have hands-on. So, I mean, the ability to pick up and being able to do the physical work, I mean, that's one of the things that you definitely need to have the wherewithal to being able to know you're on a construction site and the dangers that are associated to it. But, you know, the mechanical aptitude, a good solid foundation in math is always something that's going to be very, very vital for this, you know, the formulas and being able to calculate loads. And so those things are definitely going to have to be critical for new applicants.
Dennis, what would you tell somebody thinking about going into the skilled trades? What advice do you have for them?
Listen, Listen. That's the
close your mouth and listen.
Exactly. My
Open
mom
your ears.
Has always said that, and she would probably say I haven't mastered that craft just yet. But listen to those, the teachers and the advisors around you. Reach out to them and let them know that you have some sort of interest in the skilled trades. And in addition to that, I'm going to make sure that I keep posting on my LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter page, because I know that students follow that on a regular basis. If you want to learn more about the industry, look there. Look for Detroit Employment Solutions, Access for All, programs like that. The opportunities are out there, and you can actually do it. It's real.
And how do you get more information about the apprenticeship program at IBEW, Rick?
There is a website that we have. It's DetroitEITC.org. So that's DetroitEITC.org.
Rick and Dennis, thank you for coming in and sharing your success stories with us here at Powering Michigan's Future. It was great to hear it.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We're going to hear more about the success stories going on in the electrical field and the construction trades on Powering Michigan's Future on WJR.
This is Powering Michigan's Future on WJR. Here's Dick Haechner.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future, and we welcome Rochelle Collins, the Senior Project Manager with Heritage Development Services. Welcome to our show, Rochelle.
Thank you.
Tell us, what is Heritage Development Services?
Heritage Development Services is an organization. We do project management. We have a realty company. We will come in and monitor and make sure that your project is on time.
And you are right in the middle of the District Detroit project, as we're calling it. That's shorthand for this big series of projects happening in Detroit. The challenge that Heritage Development Services has is twofold. One are the workers.
One is the workforce.
And two are the businesses that are involved.
Correct. The first challenge is the 51%. We've ensured that 51% of the workforce on this project, on the event center, will be Detroit residents. The second is the 30% of all of the contractors on this project will be Detroit-based businesses. So we have the two projects
mm-hmm.
together.
The two parts come together as they always do on a construction project, but especially something big. And how do you observe the commitment by the Illich organization and by the businesses that have been brought in to accomplish just that?
Well, we have a couple of things in place. We monitor. There's a lot of monitoring involved in this. We go out, we talk to the individuals, we make sure that they're Detroit-based businesses, we make sure that they're certified through the City of Detroit's Human Rights Department, and we actually go out and do site inspections, making sure that those individuals are Detroit-based businesses. Same thing with the residents. If you're a resident and if you're working on this project and you tell me that you are a Detroit resident, we go out and we ensure that. We may come to the construction site and say, hey, let me see your driver's license or your state ID. Or we may ask for other documents to ensure that you are a Detroit resident on this project.
And this really is a serious goal and target for the developers here and for the businesses, because in the past I think we've had some projects around Southeast Michigan where we've talked about this issue. I'm sure they've done the best they could, but probably have come up short. This time it seems that all of the parties involved are really serious about it, and they buy into this idea.
I mean, you know, and that's a great thing to have the collaborations between the skilled trades, the City of Detroit, the Illich families, Olympia Development of Michigan, and the general contractor, Barton Mallow Hunt White. Everyone is on board. So that makes this even easier for us to accomplish the goals of the 51% residents and the 30% Detroit-based businesses participate on this project.
Tell us more about the job opportunities that you see here in the Detroit District projects.
It varies. It depends. I mean, we have skilled trades that will be available. We have professional positions that will be available as well. So it's a lot of things that will become available and a lot of positions that will come available as this project progresses.
Rochelle, you recently put on the Career Expo at Cobo Center. Tell us what happened.
It was great. The biggest thing of all was we had all the trades involved, and that was a first in my, you know, in my eyes. They came in, they took the applications, they were excited to meet and greet the residents as they came in. And we also had it whereas they had other human services organizations there to assist with those other barriers that individuals may have in joining the skilled trades. So if you needed help with transportation or you needed help with babysitting or something like that, all of that was in one place. And then it also allowed the skilled trades to come in and partner or know or identify with those other nonprofit organizations so that we can remove all barriers for this project and develop a workforce.
That is so important to have a mechanism in place to address those other barriers, because quite often it keeps the businesses from getting good workers, and of course keeps the workers who are qualified and desired and they want to work hard from getting to those jobs.
Correct. And one of the things we realized is that once we held that career fair, we understood that those meetings need to take place to bring together the skilled trades and to bring together those nonprofits so that we can discuss what needs to be done to give that person that full rounded ball, I would say, so that they can say, okay, I can pick up this ball and I can go to the next step and then actually begin my skilled trades career.
Do you have any other events or efforts planned to connect those people with the work opportunities?
Yes, we have a Career Fair Expo scheduled for November 20th, and that will be in collaboration with one of our partners, Detroit Employment Solutions, and the Skilled Trades Workers Unions. That will be held November 20th from 10 to 4 at the Samaritan Center located on Warren Avenue and Connor.
And where can people get more information about this or that? That piece of information just went by their ears and they want to get it again.
Well, you can go to www.districtdetroit.com and all of that information is on the website. In addition to that, you can also register with Detroit Employment Solutions for a skills assessment, and there from there we can partner you with a pre-apprenticeship program or apprenticeship program. And you can also register your business there as well if you want to be involved in the District Detroit project.
Rochelle Collins, Senior Project Manager with Heritage Development Services. We want to thank you, Rochelle, for being on our program tonight. And also Michael Richard of IBEW Local 58, Pat Devlin of the Michigan Building Trades, Prudence Rose at Edgewood Electric, Dennis Mitchell at Barton Mallow, and Rick Pruce with IBEW. Most importantly, we want to thank you for listening to Powering Michigan's Future on WJR. I'm Dick Hafner reporting.